G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the long weekend of Saturday, March 7, quality packed weekend of racing. And unfortunately, Joel Marshall still out with that troublesome back. So, Daniel, it's just you and me, but let's hope we can find a few winners.
Yeah, really looking forward to this weekend, Barks. That's Newmarket Handicap. We'll see the top three place getters of last year's Coolmore that are really, really hot Coolmore stud stakes. They'll meet again here and a couple other in-form runners. I think it's the highlight for me of the day, but look, plenty of action in Sydney as well, all nine races, group races. And look, that Guineas with Super Seth coming out last night takes away a little bit of the luster, but it's still going to be a competitive affair in that. And of course, Adelaide Cup on Monday, so action wherever you look all throughout the weekend.
Yes, not to mention Canberra Sunday and Monday, the first time they've split their carnival into 2 days. They've got the two stakes races on Sunday, two stakes races on Monday. Plenty of action. It's all in your Winning Post, of course. And we'll talk you through as much of it as we can in the limited time allowed. We start at Flemington on Saturday with race one, the TBV Thoroughbred Breeders Stakes, two-year-old fillies, 1200 group three.
With the two, Montessera, I think accepted elsewhere, but if here we are to beat, she was just has a superior form line, so her rivals ran really well. Picking up ground late in a blue diamond last start, and of course second in that prelude first up. She'll be hard to beat. So two on top, and I think Jyoti and Minaj have chances. But two, Montessera on top for me.
Same for me. I've got pretty much the same four as you. Montessera, Jyoti, Minaj and Geist. 2-1-5-3, race two. MSS Security Size Produce Stakes. Also for the two-year-olds, this one though, open six. And the set weights over 1400 at group two level.
Not a very deep group two race. I think Cloudbreaker, she beat a few of these home at Sandown Lakeside last start. Granted, she was on the speed, it was probably the place to be that day. But it was a tough win. She had, was headed and fought back nicely. So two tough wins in a row for her. I think she's going places, and she'll certainly be one that'll handle a rise of 1400 metres. So she's on top. Lara Mastreet comes out of that Millennium race. Very good run there for third. Probably should have finished close with a bit of luck. Old Kirk and Hollyfield as well might also give chances to. But 10 on top for me. Cloudbreaker, 10-3-1-2.
Ole Kirk for me. Impressive on debut. It does step up significantly in distance, but thought could do so from Larimer Street, Maccabee and Cloudbreaker, 2-1-6-10. We skip over race three, which is not a stakes race. Race four is the Schweppe Vessens Trophy, better known as the Matron Stakes, 1600 metres for fillies and mares at group three level.
Yep, keen to see Spanish Reef at the 1600 metres. She's shaping up nicely this time in. Very good runs first and second up. Just up to the 1600 metres, I think, is a big tick for her. And she's in form. So one on top, Fidelia in next. Been a bit of a gunner sometimes as well. She's started favourite last prep on a couple of occasions. Ran well without winning. Gets a good chance here. I think the two at value could throw in exotics, a 12 and 11, Goldie Fox and Cryptic Jewel. 1-4, 12-11.
Yeah, made Spanish Reef my best, going for the hat-trick in this race to beat Muse, Bonvicini and Fidelia, 1-13-3-4. Race five, Furfiale March Stakes, listed event over 1400.
Keen on Wild Planet here. I think he can. This is the sort of preparation he takes the next step. He's always shown promise. He looked thought highly enough of to contest the Futurity Stakes last start. Sort of just held his ground there in a on-pace dominator race. But I thought the run was good. He finished around the line with some smart types there. This is an easy race back to listed grade. He's got the match fitness on his side, and I think it'll be real hard to beat. So 10. The best of the day in Melbourne for me. Wild Planet, Iconoclasm, F Troop and Cradle Mountain all have chances as well, but keen on Wild Planet. 10-5-8-4.
Yeah, I mean, I quite like F Troop. It hasn't exactly kicked on since coming down from Queensland and joining the McAvoys, but I thought this was one that he might be able to get away with. But Sikandarabad, Cradle Mountain and Serious Suspect, my minors. I might have really missed a trick there with Wild Planet. So 8-2-4-9. And the first of the big ones is race six, Sepple Wines Newmarket Handicap, also the first leg of the quaddie. It is worth $1.25 million. It is a handicap, as the name suggests, over 1,200 metres.
Look, hard to go past a few of those three-year-olds, but I think the inevitable, very good each-way price around the $9.50, $10. He's my bet for the race. Scotty Brunton spoke to him for an article during the week, and he couldn't have been more pleased with how this horse has pulled up from a bit of a disappointing Golden Eagle. He had a win in Sydney in that preparation, that Silver Eagle, the race before, but nothing really went right. The Golden Eagle pulled up very well. This horse, the trials in Hobart have been terrific, and he's been set for this race. He's trained on as a sprinter. I just think he appeals at a good price. The Inevitable has straight track form as well. So the four on top, I've got Bivouac in next, the five, Exceedance and Loving Gabby, the three gun, three-year-olds. Any of them could win, no doubt. Exceedance will be in this rain that's hitting Melbourne at the moment. But I'm with the Inevitable on each way basis. 4, 5, 11, 6.
Yeah, I don't expect the rain to have, although, well, we have had a lot, but gee, you do need a lot to affect from here. Yeah, we had a month's worth, actually, 50 millimetres, which is 2 inches in the old. But Flemington, very, yeah, very good draining track at Flemington, sure. So I wouldn't expect it to be too badly affected. As I've written in Best Bets and Winning Post this week, recent winners of the Newmarket Handicap tend to be coming off a good run in either the Lightning or the Oakley Plate, and lightly weighted runners have done very well, and one that's in both categories is Loving Gabby, who I've gone for number 11 to beat Exceedance and the Inevitable, both of whom have to become the second horse in 103 years to win it first up, but Red Kirk Warrior proved you could do it, and the Lightning winner G-Tra for fourth. So 11-6-4-1 for me. Race 7, Tab Cuny Stakes, 3-year-old fillies, 1400 Group 2.
Rubisaki, she's really done nothing wrong. 3 wins this preparation, then went to Sydney, took on the Ningler Sprint, got through the wet track and won quite well there. I thought it was a pretty dominant win. She probably should have won by more. It was a soft win. Keen on her chances here. I think she can come back here. 5.5 kilos looks well in. So I'm on Rubisaki. The 5 and next, How Romantic. 4 starts, 4 wins. Of course, they're going to head to Sydney last start. Barrier decided, due to the wide barrier, the connection to Scott decided to scratch her and leave her for this week. I think it's a competitive race, but she's certainly in the game. Wide draw. A little bit tricky, but Jai McNeil's in form. I'm sure he can get around it. I think the 6 for Chino and the 10 have to be included in exotics. 1, 5, 6, and 10 for me.
Yeah, as Gators pointed out in the publication, David Gatley pointed out in the publications this week, Rubisaki only been beaten twice and by a combined margin of about a neck, so very hard to go against at the level weights. Went with Rubisaki to beat Tenley. Pretty Brazen, How Romantic, 1, 3, 2, and 5. Second of the group ones is race 8 at Flemington on Saturday. It is the TAB Australian Cup, 2,000 metres, standard weight for age, worth 1.5 mil.
Mirage Dancer and Regal Power, they both, a few of these coming out of the Peter Young Stakes, but these two are the ones sitting back off on a day. It was very hard to make ground. They were both as good as each other, I thought, in that. I'm going to be with the 8, Mirage Dancer, I think third up now, ready to fire. Of course, his longer trips will certainly help him. And Regal Power, his second up as well, will certainly benefit from that run. So those are the two I want to play around, the 8 and the 6. 2, Avilius, can't be discounted. And the 5, Kings Will Dream in for 4. Vow and Declare would be thereabouts and be going to Quaddy. But 8, 6, 2 and 5, my numbers.
Yeah, it's amazing how many of us seem to have found Mirage Dancer, given the price, and Regal Power for that matter. I'm with you, Mirage Dancer, my value bet for the day to beat Regal Power. Kings Will Dream and Miss Siska, yeah. Avilius, well, $4.60, I suppose, is a reasonable price. So he started at $1.65 yeah, last year and did nothing. My numbers 8, 6, 5, and 14. And the final race of the day at Flemington on Saturday, Incognitus Stakes, 1,100 metre listed event for three-year-olds.
Yeah, these straight races for the three-year-olds can sometimes put up a pretty, pretty long-priced winner. I'm a big fan of Sangria, the Snowden filly. I thought her win at Gosford first up was one of a very good horse. She bolted in there, then went to the Light Fingers and just had no luck. She just was sort of wide throughout. Bit of an excuse to forgive that margin there. I think she can bounce back in a big way here. Very talented, and at a price 18-1, I'm happy to have an each way play. She's on top. Hawker Hurricane in next. See Tonic and Absolute Flirt, minor chances, but 10, keen on her at a price. 10-1-9-8.
Garner for me, number 4 to beat Tariff, Dirty Work and Sea Tonic, 4, 6, 12 and 8. My best, as I mentioned, race 4, number 1 Spanish Reef, value bet race 8, number 8 Mirage Dancer. Daniel's best was Wild Planet, race 5, number 10. And best, the Just Discussed, race 9, number 10, Sangria. Royal Randwick is the venue for Sydney racing on Saturday. It is Randwick Guineas Day. They also run the Canterbury Stakes at Randwick these days. So a dual Group 1 program. It's probably been stronger Group 1's run than the Canterbury Stakes. But as you mentioned, the Randwick Guineas is an intriguing one. Pity about the withdrawal of Super Seth. But we'll get to that shortly. We start in race 2, which is the University of New South Wales Todman Stakes. Obviously, the slipper, the one of the final slipper lead-ups, over 1,200 for the two-year-old Colts and Geldings at Group 2 level.
Todman,
yeah.
Yeah, so Tagalua on top for me. Last start, Blue Diamond, went hard to knock him and did it all. It was all honours, really, sitting wide that race and still had the temerity to fight late. So hard to look past the one. I'm with the three in Next Global Quest. I've been with him both starts, his preparation. No excuses. He's run well in both runs. We just found one better on the day. One of those was Farnan. Last start, he sort of kicked clear, led and kicked clear. Probably won't have it that easy in front, but certainly a talented colt and does like a wet track. And the 8 in Next Barbaric, I thought, was a terrific first up win against inferior opposition. He's up to this grade, I think. 1, 3, 8, and 2.
Race 3 at Randwick on Saturday is the fillies division. Yarraman Park, the Riesling or Riesling Stakes. I'm sure that filly was supposed to be called Riesling, but they just got the E and the I the wrong way around. It is same conditions.
Yeah, see you soon on top. Hoping they'll likely run here. Connection to Downer Run, the Black Opal, as a few of these are on the Canberra on the Sunday, but I don't think the track will be getting, I think, a soft 5, soft 6 they were talking about if that sort of rain continues. So see you soon. We'll stay here. I think on a heavy track she'll be scratched, but I think she's the next big thing. She was, really took my last preparation, won on debut, and then flashed home for second, and the Golden Gift was a long way back. Didn't get broom until very late, and she flashed home for second. Dame Giselle beat her that day. Since trialled at Goulburn only on Tuesday morning, and she beat the older horses, coasted up under her own power, and shot away. It was a very nice piece of work. Keen on her chances this week and into the slipper. She's $21 chance at the moment for the Golden Slipper. So keen on her here. The 3, the 1, Dame Giselle in Next, 4, Sells a Beal, and 7, Sentimental.
Race 4, Randwick is the Tokyo City Kiba Fireball Stakes, 1,100 for 3-year-olds at listed level.
Like the way California Zimbles sort of switched off in her trials and hit the line nicely behind a couple of smart types in both trials. So the older horses unbeaten first up. There's this horse, and I think she's the best horse in the race, and she'll prove that today on Saturday. California Zimble, Pandemic in Next. Very good at Caulfield last up in the Group 3. Just got back on that day. It was hard to make ground, but ran on strongly. The first up win was enormous. The 2 in Next, True Detective, always got plenty of time for him, and 1, Cosmic Force, resuming 7, 6, 2, and 1.
Race 5 at Randwick on Saturday is the first of the Group 1s. Heineken 3, Canterbury Stakes, 1,300 metre weight for age. Just the 7 acceptors. Joel has spoken to Gerald Ryan in this week's winning post, and as with See You Soon, if it's too wet, standout won't be running, but hopefully they'll all be there and we'll get all 7 facing the starter.
Sure, it was between those two, Elise and Standout. Of course, they were the Quinella in the Expressway first up. Standout was too good that day. Elise got probably a bit further back than most would have anticipated, but she hit the line well, and then of course won the Group 2 Apollo last start, sitting closer to the speed. I'm with Elise on top. Just on that wet track, she ticks the box. Standout gets a sort of run on one, but certainly a talented colt, no doubt about that. The 1 in Next, Mr. Seawolf, and the 5, Sabatiano. Impressive first up winner on a soft track. 4, 7, 1, 5.
First leg of the Quaddie at Randwick on Saturday, race 6, Highland Race Colours Challenge Stakes. 1,000 metre Group 2, also weight for age.
Big fan of Deprive. He'll sit off them and just hope they sort of go crazy in front. There's plenty of speed in the race. Miss Leonidas, Jungle Edge, Nature Strip. Nature Strip, you'd think, had the speed to burn off and lead, but if someone annoys it there, they could set a pretty quick tempo. And Deprive, who isn't as proven as some of his rivals today in terms of these Group 2, Group 1 races, but I think he's a sprinter we can follow. 6 for 6 at Randwick, amazing record, and 4 from 5 first up. So I think you got to sit and have the last shot of them. 2, Nature Strip, 3, Red Zell, and 1, Santa Ana Lane round out numbers. 4-2-3-1. 5-2-3-1, sorry.
Second of the group ones is the Mostyn Copper Randwick Guineas, 1600 at level weights. For three-year-olds worth $1 million, they have all got 56.5 because they're all males.
Castle Vecchio on top, up to the 1600 metres. The ideal next step for him. I thought he hit the line nicely in the Hobartville without threat there, but she was always going to improve with the run and up in distance. It's a good race for him. The wide draw, he'll go back anyway. But yeah, on top, Castle Vecchio. Eight in next, reloaded. Untapped, I think, this horse. He's, was very good. Very good placing last start. Just kept coming. I think 600 metres is perfect for him as well. Nine Kubrick, always had time for that horse, and Shadow Hero in next. 1-8-9-5.
Race 8 at Randwick, Entire Travel Randwick City Stakes, 2,000 metre listed race.
Shan Ambition first up, but look, it was taking a while to sort of wind up there at Warwick Farm, but right at the end you could tell he was in for a very good preparation. Hit the line very strongly. 2,000 metres, I think he should be too good for these. I just think he's a superior horse in the race. And yeah, as I said, that first up run indicates he's come back in pretty good order. So 8 on top, my best. 6, Youngstar, worked home well in that same race. Was a long way off him at the straight. She's much more suited at 2,000 metres. 9, Supernova. And 3, Sender in 4th. 8, 6, 9, 3.
And the last at Randwick, race 9, Sharp Extensive IT Aspiration Quality. 1600 for fillies and mares of group 3.
On a wet track, hard to look past. The Waller mare, Dan's. Wide gate was no help last start, but I thought the run was solid. And yeah, just loves a wet track here. 1600 metres, also probably more of his go than the 1400. So she's on top. The 13 in X Emeralds, taking on the older horses. She's a filly with plenty of potential. The 7, Savakul at a price, and 3, Natoya, smart mare resuming. 1-13-7-3.
Okay, and to recap, Daniel's best, race 8, number 8, Shared Ambition Value Bet, race 3, number 3. See you soon. They're racing at the Parks track at Morfordville on Saturday. We won't spend too much time on that because we'll take it through the black type on Monday in Adelaide. But Daniel's best, race 6, number 3, Non-Payer, and Value Bet, race 9, number 10, Kaishaka. Eagle Farm, the venue for Brisbane racing on Saturday, Daniel, and we have unanimity about the best bet on the program, and then we've got a bit of debate as to what the value bet is, but just talk us through. Start with your best, race 4, number 8, Ruka.
Yeah, Ruka was seen in that Coolmore Stud Stakes I referenced earlier, finished last there, but look, I've been showing signs of, in fact, he is a good horse. He won at Moonee Valley, beating a smart field of three-year-olds, and then that Coolmore finish down the track. Since trialled up well, I think well placed in that field. I think there's only two or three winning chances, and he's certainly the main one. $2.10, but happy to take that, maybe chucking a few multis. Race 4, number 4. Look, I think in the paper my value star at Michelin, race 9, number 2, is just at $3.50. That's not much of a value bet. I'll prefer to go race 7, number 9, Pressway. He came up at 41-1, which was a bit of a shock for me. His first up record's terrific, and he has trialled quite all right for this. I think $41, the bookies have got it wrong there. Take some of that. Race 7, number 9, Pressway.
All righty. They are racing once again at Ascot in Perth on Saturday. There's a listed race over 1,000 for the two-year-olds. That is race 5, the Supremacy Stakes. BJ Ryan's tip number 1, Starfield Impact. And his best, race 6, number 1, Laver Rod. And his value bet, race 8, number 7, at around about $9.50, is Barbie Will Do. Earlier in the day, across the Tasman, they are racing at Ellerslie in Auckland and Trentham in Wellington, and it is Auckland Cup Day. The Group 1, over 3,200 metres, Joel Marshall, his value bet, comes up in the Cup, race 9, number 1, Azuro, for Kieran Maher and David Eustace. And his best on the program is race 7, number 9, Show of Roses. And there is another group 1, that's race 8, the Bone Crusher New Zealand Stakes, the weight for age over 2,000 metres. Joel's tip there is an Aussie bred in Avantage. That is race 8, number 8 at Trentham. His best is a race 5, number 7, Blue on Black. Value bet is race 2, number 5, Bucky. Sunday, we head to Canberra for the Black Opal for the two-year-olds, which is where See You Soon will end up if it's too wet at Randwick on Saturday. And also the National Sprint Joel's tip for the Black Opal, however, it won't surprise you to learn if you've been following the podcast, is Selzerbeel, race 7, number 13, Selzerbeel. To beat Montessiera, obviously, if Montessiera is not running on Saturday, Tamerlane and Barbaric, 13, 12, 10 and 3. That's race 7 at Canberra on Sunday. Race 6 is the National Sprint, listed event over 1,400. And Joel is with Sausage, number 12, to beat 4, Purple Sector. 6, Cuba and 7, Hanger. Morphettville, Monday is Adelaide Cup Day. Daniel? And we start, as far as the black type goes, in race 6, the Schweppes C.S. Hayes Memorial Cup over 1,600 metres. You are tipping number 9, Goldie Fox.
Yeah, down a run in Melbourne as well. I think it will be much more of a chance if runs here, but they're at similar price, I think. $14 Goldie Fox in this field. Like, she's a mare that I've always had plenty of time for. I thought 1,600 metres might be a go early on in her career, but she has yet to win beyond 1,400 metres. I think 1,600 metres, look, is a good distance for her. She'll get back and I think enough speed on for her to be rocketing home. $14 worth an each-way bet. So race 6, number 9, Goldie Fox, my tip in the CS Hayes. The Cup, the big one, I've got plenty of time for Dark Alley. Made it my best of the day. Same colours as Surprise Baby, of course, won this race last year, then going on to and running a big race in the Melbourne Cup. I don't think Dark Alley has the ability that Surprise Baby does, but in terms of a stay, he's much more dour. 3,200 metres, I think he'll relish it right up. The two wins, his two last starts have been easy wins, and the form out of both races have stood up quite well. So Dark Alley at $7, pretty keen to back him. He's my best all day in the Cup. And there's the race 8, Matrice. This was harder, free of debt coming back from a Group 1 Oakley Plate where you just never sort of forgive the margin there, sort of working hard up on the speed from a wide draw. John McNeil comes over for the ride, I think looks well placed in this field. So free of debt will be hard to beat in the Matrice. Race 8, number 7.
And the other feature meeting, as I mentioned earlier on Monday, is at Canberra. Canberra Guineas and Canberra Cup. Joel in the Guineas likes 2 Savory to beat 1 Nick Point, 8 Foxborough and 5 Promotions. And the Canberra Cup, over 2,000 metres, you like. Number 9, Mugger 2 for Chris Lees to beat 3, Primitivo. 12, Think It Over and 1, East Ender. Well, that has been a marathon effort, Daniel, to get through those 3 days of racing. Of course, Winning Post gives you the Friday. Oh, actually, we missed one on Friday, didn't we? There's a black type race on Friday, the Newcastle Newmarket. And then we got the full form for Newcastle, of course, Ender at Friday, and then Cranbourne Friday night, and then straight through Saturday, Sunday, we've got a full form guide for Morphettville on Adelaide Cup Day on Monday, as well as Fields for Canberra and other venues. Not the Victorian venue, no longer possible, unfortunately, for Winning Post to include Victorian Monday meetings because they don't accept till Friday and we print on Thursday afternoons. Finally, our best $10 bet of the weekend. I am going to go in the Australian Cup with the Trent Busserton and Natalie Young trained Mirage Dancer. That is Flemington race 8, number 8.
Look, you know, I'm going to 5 each way on Crestway. No sure thing, but just $41 is ridiculous. I thought he'd be about $11 in that field. I said good first of record and has tried well. Race 7, number 9, Eagle Farm, 5 each way on Crestway at 41s.
Well, you still got $10 to play with.
Oh, sorry.
10 each way.
We'll go 10 each way, yeah, sure.
All right, have a great weekend, everybody. A great long weekend. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.
All right.